how did this game come to be? When was the moment that you were like, let's make a wrestling game?
Oh, so I mean, I've wanted to make wrestling games for a long, 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 long time, since I was still in school. You know, I tried to make my first wrestling game in my very first IT class back when I was something like 12 or something. It was it was a long time ago, and I was trying to do it in Excel, so I didn't really have the tools for it, you know. But yeah, I pursued that. You know, wrestling games got me into wrestling, and that's where I, you know, I just developed such a passion for wrestling in general. And then the next minute I'm on the forums for the wrestling games, and I needed to know every bit of info that I could possibly get. And before you know it, I was kind of like wanting to know a bit more about the inside development of the games and how that was going to play out, and you know what, why some features was in but some features wasn't. And then I just became obsessed with that side of it, you know. So it wasn't even like I was obsessed with playing the game as much anymore. I was more obsessed with how the games was going to be developed and what they could do to push the genre forward, you know. That was that was what really excited me, because I thought there are so many things that could be done with a wrestling game that we haven't seen yet, and hopefully I get to make some of them over time.
I've been playing wrestling games since like the Nintendo, since like pro wrestling. I still own the original WCW game on NES, but it wasn't until those Aki games on Nintendo 64 that I really became a huge fan of wrestling games. So my question for you is, what games did you play growing up, and which ones were the ones that got you really into saying, this is a really cool genre that has plenty of room to develop?
I mean, it was the Aki. The Aki games are the ones that really got me into it. WCW vs. NWO World Tour. somebody bought me it for even my birthday or Christmas, I can't remember which. And I wasn't a wrestling fan at the time. But once I'd seen wrestling and I didn't mind it. I enjoyed toy fighting and things like that. I was that kind of age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't what you would call a wrestling fan. And then I got that game, and before you know it, I was obsessed with it. You know, I mean, that game was the one. And I'd played wrestling games and liked them before, like WWF Raw on the Mega Drive. I thought was fantastic.
Yeah,
that did things way beyond its time, you know. I mean, like, if you look, it had the, you know, I think it had the referee, and they had the slot bucket out at ringside and stuff. I don't think the slot bucket's ever been seen again in it.
Wow.
But they also had things like the, I think they had the Double Down, which hasn't been in wrestling games for a long time. And things like that. It was a really cool game. I enjoyed that. And then I needed to play every wrestling game ever made at that point. You know, once I got into it with the Aki games, I got Warzone, I got just every game out there. I even went back and played pro wrestling on the NES and tag team and whatever else there was at the time. I've tried to play just about every single wrestling game ever made. So, but there was my favorites. And then obviously the SmackDown games came out, and I had so much fun with the SmackDown games. And like I say, that's where my obsession really started kicking in, because then I needed to know about the ins and outs of the game and things.
So how does Serious Parody play a role in all of this? How did you guys get together, and how did you guys decide that this was what you were going to work on?
Well, after going away and, you know, doing the whole school and university thing, I looked around at what I wanted to do with my life, and I realized that I'd spent the majority of, like, my education trying to usher in wrestling games. Like, if there was a project of any kind, I would try and relate it to wrestling games. It didn't matter if I was in IT or English, you know, that's what I would try and do. And I look back at at my final year in uni, for example, and 5 out of the 6 units I did was all about wrestling games. And the 6th unit was a business development unit, and I based that on a company that would build wrestling games. And then once I got out of uni, I realized that, hey, this was a really good plan. And that is what I would like to pursue with my life. So then I went and found my business partner, and here we are today.
What has the development process been like thus far? You guys were originally supposed to release the game in 2013. There's been some delay. What's the whole process been like for you guys?
It's been iteration, I would say. We started out with, this is what we want to achieve, and these are the things we want to do. And we set off to make that. And over time, you kind of, you know, you realize that some things are going to take a little bit longer than what you would like them to, or some things you build and you're not quite happy with them. They just don't look as good on paper in reality as what they did on paper. And then, you know, we finished the game a good while back, but we looked at it and we just said, you know what, we could really do with taking this a bit further. When we first announced the features back, you know, I think it was April 2013, the first time we announced the game. I think IGN, that was when IGN announced it. And, you know, we didn't quite, we knew wrestling fans would be into it because I'm a wrestling fan and I've been on the forums for years. I know what wrestling fans are looking for. And I knew that, like, the limb damage system and the three-tier animation system for, you know, tied to stamina, so that you would have guys, you know, you would have some moves that was tired animations when your guy was tired, and you would have powerful animations for when you wanted to put that extra emphasis in. I knew them kind of features would go down well, and the limb damage system was, you know, that's like a no-brainer. It should have been there from the start. And then we obviously have like 30 versions of the, you know, the RAO, as we call it. and I knew all them kind of things would go well. But when people first saw the videos, you know, there was like a much bigger response than we originally anticipated. IGN, you know, messaged us straight away to say, oh my God, there's so many people that are interested in this. I don't think they had any hopes of it doing decent numbers. Mm-hmm. And it did like 60,000 on the over the weekend. I think they put it out on the Saturday, hoping that it would just kind of go away. and it got much bigger numbers than they was anticipating. And they've been really cool with us, you know, helping spread the word too. So I'm really grateful to them. But when that happened, we got a bit of pressure on ourselves at that point, right? Because now we've set a bar and we've said this is where we're coming. So we didn't want to just throw it out there. We wanted to take the time to work some of the kinks out and maybe revisit some of the designs and things like that, and just tweak it a little so that it was a bit more better. And obviously there's bugs. You know, every game, when you're building the game, you get bugs coming towards the end of the project because you've got this whole huge project, right? I mean, the wrestling game itself is huge. So, you've got to work out the bugs, and it's whereabouts, you know, where do you draw the line? And so far, we haven't drawn the line yet because we want to work out as many as we can. Make sense?
Absolutely. As far as the 30 versions of the cutter, just to clarify, will the character that performs those, will he be able to perform all 30?
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
Andy Organ, Raging Andy Organ, that's why it's called the RAO.
Uh-huh.
So he can hit it from so many different positions. And, you know, we've got tired versions of it as well. And like I said, we've got powerful versions and stuff. But he can reverse, you know, he can reverse some moves directly into it. And it just looks really cool when you see the karmic twist, which is Greg Hart's finishing move.
Mm-hmm.
When you see that reversed into the RAO, it just really pops, you know, and the videos are out there to be seen. I was really chuffed with that when I saw it, and the feedback's been great ever since.
2K has spent a lot of time the last two games working out their counter system, because the way the game used to be, it would be counter, then counter, then counter, then counter. Now it's kind of like one and done. What's your what's the game's counter system? How does it really work, the reversal system?
Well, so we took quite a big look at that. You know, I mean, we knew a good few years back that every game, you know, the big complaints on the forums was that it's reversal fest here and all that. So the first thing we did was we addressed the control scheme situation, because that's the important factor of a reversal system, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every wrestling game out there on the market uses a grab system where you press the grab button, and then you press another button to pick a move, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a two-tier grappling system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in five-star wrestling, we don't use a grab button. There's no grab button. You flick up on the stick, and that will do the move that is up on the stick, right? Mm-hmm. So it'll just go straight into it. And the character will still grab the player, but you don't put another input in. He will just go straight into the move. It's that kind of a thing. And therefore, we instantly halved the amount of reversals, because now instead of having two chances to reverse every single move, you only have one chance. So that was the first step. And then we still found that it was too much, you know, it was too easy to reverse still. So we wanted to split it down from one reversal button to the strikes and grapple reversal button, which you found in games like No Mercy mm-hmm. and the early SmackDown games. So that was another step. And then the reversal window, we looked at that and we said, you know what, that should be fluctuating. The reversal window should depend on how much stamina you've got, how much momentum you've got. How, you know, are you due a comeback? Have you taken such a beating that you need a little help getting that reversal because it's your time to come back? Because that's what wrestling's all about, right?
Absolutely.
And that's another layer that we added on to the reversal window system. So it's a complex system, but not to the player. I mean, the player can press, I think it's L2 to reverse strikes, R2 to reverse grapples, L2 and R2 together to reverse the finishing move. So I think it's very similar to the one that was in Here Comes the Pain, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Excellent wrestling game, yeah.
Absolutely, right? It's one of the best wrestling games of all time. Mm-hmm. And that's a large part. That's because they nailed that formula. So, we didn't reinvent the wheel totally there, I guess.
Uh-huh.
but why bother? It's been done. It's been proved that that was great. And, we noticed it straight away. As soon as we took it from one button reversal to two button reversals, you know, and we saw that difference.
Another cool feature in your game is that every performer has their own unique moveset. A lot of people have complained over the years that, like, in perfect example, in the WWE games, every wrestler does a DDT, basically, when in reality, not every performer does a DDT. So how important do you think it is to have that individuality in movesets?
Oh, it was massively important. I mean, this is one of the big things that we stressed when we first announced the game, is that every character needs to have very unique movesets. And I'm not talking about 10 new moves that they've got differently, like the finishing move and the signatures. I'm talking about, like, you know, the entire of Harvey D's strikes versus the entire of Dynamite Pegasus strikes. They're in one similarity in the strike list. And then you look at the grapple list and they've got, you know, I think we've got something like 100 and, I think it's somewhere between 170 and 180 moves, depending on which character you are. I'm not sure if that's the exact number, but it's around there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, something like 85% of them are going to be unique moves. Sure, you're going to have the occasional, like, we're both on the apron and now we've got the apron punch kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very few and far between. It's going to be micro positions rather than major positions. If you look at Curtis Angle's front grapples and Ragnar Brock's front grapples, I don't think they share one move in the entire list. And that's because even though they both do German suplexes, they don't do the same German suplex because one's a brute, you know? He's a strong character. He puts a lot more emphasis on the power of the German. The other guy's more technical. He, you know, he does it in a better fashion. So even when we have similar moves, we don't have the same animation. And that's not 100% across the board, but it's very high percentage, higher than any other game before us. And you know, that's a very important thing, because then you've got individual characters, and that's what matters, right?
Absolutely. What if you had to sell this game to someone, if they asked you what makes this game special, and you guys are like in an elevator, and you were only going up to like the fourth or fifth floor, and you're already on the second, what do you think you would say? What makes this game special?
Right. So, we put strategy in wrestling games. This is the first time ever you'll be able to use the Bret the Hitman Hart strategy of attacking a guy's legs, weakening his legs so that he can't do his moves anymore. If you're up against a brute, he is going to try all of his power moves. In order to neutralize them power moves, you take his legs out. When he tries to do it, his knee will buckle, he'll fall over, you'll be back on the attack. No other wrestling game's done it before. No other fighting game that I know about's done it. It's a big important feature, and it's something that you see in wrestling all the time. You look at Brock versus Triple H. It happened. Triple H focused on Brock's leg. He picks him up for the F5. He drops him. He can't pull the move off. He falls over. He can't get back up. So we have that going for us. No other game's ever had that. And basically, we've made this game from a wrestling fan's point of view. We are wrestling fans. That's all I've been obsessed with for a long, long time. and that's what's come in here. I don't know whether or not that would have sold it to somebody in an elevator. I was going to say, I think the coolest thing that we have in the game is that if you was to put the characters up against each other. So, for example, if you put Curtis Angel versus Dynamite Pegasus, these guys are two tacticians. They both have submission specialists, and that match will really be about submission versus submission, right? They both have submission finishes. Mm-hmm. They can both reverse each other's finishes into each other's.
Mm-hmm.
So one can put the crossface on, and he'll reverse it into the ankle lock, and then, you know, he'll go from the ankle lock into the crossface, and from the crossface into the uncle slam. And, you know, we have this kind of back and forward thing going on there. And that's going to be about how on earth do you beat that guy, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to end up, it's either going to be a submission match or you're going to have to try and go outside the box. Then if you was to, say, put Curtis Angel up against Greg Hardy, well, he's probably not going to use a submission match. And, you know, he's not going to go for a submission finisher in that match because he can out-strength Greg Hardy. He's stronger than him. He can do the more powerful moves. He can try and win the match via pinfall after something like the Uncle Slam. You know, that's the kind of different tactic you might try there. You go against Ragnarok with Curtis Angel. You are going to focus on his legs because if you don't, he is going to beat you. You are going to try that strategy. He's going to be stronger. He's going to be able to access more powerful moves. But as soon as you've taken his leg out and he tries them moves, he's going to struggle. So it's how you approach your opponent with the character that you are. And it's not just about the submission guys. You throw in a guy like RVD. RVD's got, you know, incredible kicks. He's going to, you know, gain momentum from strikes, from kicking, from doing fast moves like running attacks or diving attacks or springboard attacks. He's going to gain all this extra momentum from that, but he's going to absolutely kick the crap out of you. So that's a different style again in that match. And then finally, you go to something like Johnny Maivia versus Raging Andy Orton. These guys are both showmen. And that match, again, it's going to be all about, like, you know, they don't want to, they're rivals. They don't want to lose to each other. They're both going to kick out more often. They're both going to be trying to get, you know, the one-up in the finisher battle. All I'm saying is that every single match that you put the guys in will feel like a slightly different match that you're going for. You know, you'll watch it and you'll go, oh, yeah, that one really was about who could hit the finisher. Or, oh, yeah, that one really was about who could get the best submission. Or who had the best strategy? Was it going for his legs? Or was it going for the power moves? Or, you know, RVD versus Mike Iceberg, for example. Iceberg's stamina is terrible the longer the match goes on, right? I mean, this is a guy that will destroy you in the first 5 minutes. But after the first 5 minutes, if he hasn't got the job done, you're going to have an advantage because his stamina is going to get lower and lower and lower. And then when he pulls off his finishing move, he's going to be, you know, on his back too. So he's not going to be able to capitalize on it as quickly. And that's, you know, by contrast, RVD is all about the stamina. He needs stamina to run. He needs stamina to do all of his moves. That's what that kind of match is. Are you going to work at Iceberg's gut in the same way that in a boxing match, you know, if you was using Ali versus Tyson, you would work, you know, the jab. You've got to work out how you're going to strike, how you're going to attack.
I've been reading a lot online on a lot of the YouTube videos, and you know how it is online. There's a lot of trolls, a lot of haters and stuff like that, and they don't quite understand what a hands-on, endeavor this has been, how small Serious Parody is and how close all of you guys have been throughout the entire development process. Can you just talk about that a little bit? Like, how many people are there and how well you guys are, how hard you guys are all working together to get this project completed?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we're a very small company, and, you know, I know people wish that the game was out already. I wish it was out too. The WWE game slipped, right? And they're not the first big one. I think Sony came out yesterday and said, you know, game slipping is not a bad thing. That's when developers want to take more time to perfect the game or to iron out the kinks and things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there's been a massive slew of big games that slip.
Yeah.
The reason I bring the WWE one up is because if you think about it like this, Yuke's has got something like 200 guys, from what I read anyway. I don't know that for definite, but it looks like there's about 200 guys. And then Visual Concepts as well, and they've got studios in various parts of the world. And then 2K as well, so however many people from 2K are working on the game, you know, doing the marketing side of things. And you've got all that going on, and that game slips by, say, a month. Now, a month doesn't sound a lot, but when you consider that they've got something like 15 times more people than what we have working on it, mm-hmm. then 1 month is like our year,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So it's very, if they slip and they've been doing it for 15 years, this is our first try. And we don't want to come out and be, you know, that company that wishes to put the extra month in. We want to put the extra month in. And I know it's not been a month, it's been a long time, but that's because we're such a small company that it takes us this kind of time to get everything in.
I wanted to just talk about how many characters are available in the game and if there's going to be any updates. Is there any creator wrestler in the game, just to kind of give people more of an idea of what to expect?
Okay, so there's 8 characters at launch, and we know that that's small by comparison. We wanted 8 characters that are, you know, huge movesets. I mean, just to put this into perspective, most of the SmackDown games, your character had around 80 moves. Our game has more than double that. No Mercy, which up until, I think it was WWE 2K14, No Mercy had the most moves in any wrestling game ever made, and that was 153 moves per character. And we added an extra 30 of that for Ragnarok. For Rage and Andy Organ. I think Andy Organ's got the most moves in our game. And that kind of tells you that we was trying to do more about, you know, diversity within the character. Better characters. Rather than going, here's 100 characters with 30 moves each. You know, I mean, the TNA game, Kurt Angle had, I think it was 9 grapples, right?
Yeah.
9, and he didn't even have the ankle lock.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, uh-huh. This is Kurt Angle. He's the biggest name on their roster at the time. One of the best wrestlers in the world. He didn't even have his finishing move. And that's because TNA had a bigger roster. They had a huge amount of graphics. They had, you know, the creator character feature, the big storyline stuff. They tried to do everything. And maybe that was a more complete game, but it was a less complete wrestling experience.
Absolutely.
And we wanted to take the Akai approach. Now, if you remember the first game that they made in the wrestling, it was, you know, I think it was WCW versus the World.
Yeah,
I think
for PlayStation, yeah. Or I think Power Move Pro Wrestling might have came out. No, that was a Yuke's game, Power Move Pro Wrestling. So yeah, WCW versus the World for PlayStation.
Yeah. And I mean, that was, you know, that didn't really have all these expansive features that you've got now.
Mm-hmm.
They built on that, and they, you know, they got the core foundation in place, and
yep.
then you had World Tour, and World Tour had a bigger roster, but it still didn't have create a character or anything like that. It only had 1v1 in the match type and tag team,
mm-hmm.
and you know, it didn't have, what I'm saying there is it didn't have ladder matches or anything like that.
Yeah, Battle Royal or anything like that. Mm-hmm.
And then they built on that, right? You got Editor Wrestler the year after, Creator Wrestler the year after, and then, like, one of the best games of all time with No Mercy the year after. And it was, that was a long process. And that's the approach that we wanted to take. We wanted to get the foundations in place and then build on top. So unfortunately, we don't have create a character. And I know that sucks, but if we'd have had create a character, we wouldn't have things like the limb damage system. Our wrestlers wouldn't have, you know, the crazy amount of finishing moves that they've got from the crazy amount of positions they've got. They wouldn't have 180 moves per character. None of that stuff would have come together. So yeah, we'd have had a cool create a character feature, but we wouldn't have had a cool wrestling game. We wanted a cool wrestling game first, and we'll build the rest after.
How do you ultimately want this game to be remembered by wrestling fans?
Well, when we set out to do this, we wanted to make people aware that there are things you can do in wrestling games that have never been done. And we want to build this over time. You know, once the game's out, we're going to throw so much more at this. That's really the starting point. That's the start of the development, once the game's out. Because then we'll get all the feedback from people. We'll you know, release updates as frequently as we possibly can. We'll get new match types in there, new characters in there, new game modes, new everything. And we want to build on it, but we want to do things that have never been done before. I mean, if you look at when we first announced the animation system, you know, we had the tired moves, we had the power moves, we had the high risk moves where you can do self damage to yourself. These are concepts that had never been done before. So I think if you look at some of the things that we announced, right, between the tired moves, the 3-tier animation system, these are the limb damage system. These are things nobody was ever doing before. And yeah, now 2K are going to beat us to the punch with a couple of them, but they're not going to beat us to the punch with finisher-to-finisher reversals, with the damage system that I know about. And hopefully, once the game's out, we'll add a ton more new features that have never been seen before. You know, we can do things because we don't have the license to worry about. So we can do things that don't, you know, match types that have never been seen before. Did you say you was watching StarCade 98?
Yes.
I think the pay-per-view after StarCade 98 was sold out, and I'm pretty sure that had something like a stun gun ladder match.
Yeah, it was like Bam Bam Bigelow and Scott Hall, or Goldberg and Bam Bam Bigelow, or something like that. They were all involved after Nash won the title from Goldberg because Scott Hall interfered and whatnot. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a match type that we've never seen before, right? A stun gun ladder match. So maybe that's something that we see in 5-star, you know? Maybe we get the stun gun in there. Maybe we get something else in there that you're not going to see in the WWE games. And then we've got things like, you know, we built Wrestling Manager on the iPhone. Could we possibly get Wrestling Manager in there as a game mode? You know, that was kind of like the ultimate team of the wrestling world, and can we get stuff like that going? What you're just not going to see in the other product, and we're not coming at this. This isn't a $60 product or anything. You're not going to buy this on a disc. This is a digital download. We're going to expand on it. Everybody that gets the game will have access to the internet and will have downloaded it, so we can constantly push updates out of people, and. We're very open to feedback, you know. We're very active on our Facebook page. People want to come and tell us what they want to see. You know, part of the reason that we rejigged some of the reversal system was because some of the feedback was, hey, why don't you try this? And that's really how we want to do this. We want to, you know, we want to get as many people involved as we can and just build on it after that.